This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the newest edition of the King Chasing Podcast. Glad to have you here. It's a new year, and hopefully we'll have some new and exciting stories for you to listen to on the King Chasing Podcast. Don't forget, you can watch every episode of the King Chasing Podcast on YouTube or listen online at the nccaa.org/podcast, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Today's guest is Nina Damon, a former cross-country runner for Campbellsville University. Nina competed on both the cross-country and track and field teams at Campbellsville University. Off the course, Nina graduated with a 3.91 GPA while majoring in art with a graphic design emphasis this past fall. She's been an NCCAA and NAIA scholar athlete in both track and field and cross-country. Nina is also the first cross-country runner in NCCAA history to earn the Dr. Ray Bullock Award for D1 women's cross-country in back-to-back seasons since the award was introduced in 2002, winning the award in 2023 and 2024. Nina Damon grew up as an orphan in China, living in an overcrowded orphanage without the resources or leadership to properly take care of her. However, Nina was adopted by a family that puts the Lord first in everything they do, leading Nina Damon to become a leader of Campbellsville's FCA, a member of the Campbellsville and Mid-South Conference Athletic Leadership Team, a member at Three Trees Church, and also has been on a mission trip to Alaska with athletes from Campbellsville University. Thanks for tuning in. Let's dive into our interview with Nina Damon here on the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the King Chasing Podcast. I am joined by Nina Damon, who is a cross-country runner at Campbellsville University. Nina, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me here.
So, Nina, we'll just kind of jump right into it. For people who may not know, you had a different upbringing than anyone else. You actually grew up in an orphanage in China. Just kind of, if any memories of that, kind of a little bit about what you remember from growing up in China and before you were adopted and moved to the United States.
Yeah. So in China, I didn't grow up like a normal child should. The caregivers, they were called the nannies. And so like they pretty much took care of us, but they didn't really, pretty much the orphans. We had to do their work, and if we didn't do what they have said or anything, we would get punished or just have like serious consequences. As a child in the orphanage, I was not treated well, and I just lived through abuse mentally and physically, and I never really felt what love should feel like. And but I persevered, and I just kept going, even though, like, at that time, I did not believe in God. I didn't believe anything higher up. I felt like giving up as a child, too. And, like, at a young age, a child should not feel like that. And basically what I did as an orphan, like other orphans, we had to take care of babies, feed them, also clean around places, get groceries and all that. And we didn't live as a good childhood. And 'cause like we weren't provided toys or anything to play with. But once when I heard the news about me getting adopted, I was overwhelmed, and I was so excited to get out of there because I did not want to be treated like that anymore. And I heard the news because it was like during my birthday, even though like I didn't know what birthday was until then. But once when I heard the news, I was just so excited just to be in a new life. And once when I got adopted, I was just so happy and just excited to be out of that place. And living through, like, with my new family, it felt weird because I was getting the attention that I felt like I didn't need or anything like that. And it was just a shock, just like how it moved really fast, how like I was in the orphanage and then in America and feeling the love that I need. And also, I got saved by God and also by my parents. So I got saved twice.
And so I just talked about that when your parents adopted you, you moved to Lexington, Kentucky. How did your parents kind of shape your faith and kind of lead you in that direction to following God?
At first, it was really hard because I didn't know any English, and they were very patient with me and moved very slowly and like just moved at my own pace. But they showed me like a little book and just like a little image, like picture book, and just to show like Jesus and who he is and also God. And at that time, I still couldn't process it, but they showed me by like just the way how they showed love to me, just their action towards me, and also just like how they were so welcoming to me, even though like everything was just like so overwhelming for me because I came from China and just I wanted to be like a good child because I did not want to get sent back. But them showing the love to me, like, yes, you can make mistakes, but they won't treat me like any differently. They will still treat me with that kindness and that love. And that kindness and that love is through God. And I slowly progressed and learned about him. And also, I went to church and, we had a vacation Bible school, and I also learned slowly through that too. But also, just like as time went on, I just learned more and more about the Lord and how good He is. And it felt amazing knowing that I'm saved and I'm loved by Him and also by my parents.
Awesome. So when you get to America, of course, what was kind of the biggest culture shock that, maybe somebody from America maybe grew up with, but that you didn't grow up with, and it's kind of maybe still throws you off to this day?
So back in China, I couldn't choose what I want to eat. Like I would have a specific time. So like I would have two meals a day, but they were like random times a day. But like in America, like we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it felt weird that I could eat whatever I want. And also like there were like variety of food provided for me instead of like the same meal every day. And what surprised me was like I never had candy or any like sweets. And so like in America trying that, I did not like it at first because it's just like a different taste for me. But also just how like welcoming everyone was, and just me moving in America, it felt weird, but also felt like amazing because I never gotten that attention. I never gotten the attention like of doing good, and also I never really had like, yes, I was upset about like how the way I've been treated, but I've learned through my parents that like I shouldn't treat people with that. And through the act of love and through the Lord, I should treat people with kindness. And I learned that from them. And also just the manner too, like mannerism. I didn't know how like to like interact with people because I stayed in the orphanage and I pretty much stayed trapped in there and couldn't go out unless I had to like get groceries for them. But just the way how I interact with people at the start, it didn't go too well because I didn't know how to like treat people. I kind of say like what I said and say like speak before you think. And so I learned that, and also I went to school in China, but I didn't really learn anything, and like no one would help me or offer any help. But like in America, like people, they will help you, and they would try, like they would provide for you and get you to succeed. And I never had that attention, and like never, I never felt that before. And it just felt great just getting that love and just being treated this way.
You do run cross country and track at Campbellsville. How did you get into cross country and track, and then why did you choose to go to Campbellsville?
I actually started as a swimmer.
Wow.
And I did a little bit of soccer. My dad, he believed in me because he saw that I liked the speed of me, and like I could run forever because when I played soccer, I would just run back and forth across the field. And but I swam, and then our team fell apart, and my dad suggested cross country and track, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll give it a try. And he's like, if you don't like it, don't do it. I was like, okay. So I started track in middle school as a sprinter, and then I worked myself up to distance. And then in high school, I started cross country, and I liked it. I really liked it. Just how, like, just the distance, and like, I don't have to like try too hard to like go as fast as I can. I could just pace myself. And then at first, I didn't think I would be fast enough to run in college, just based on my time. And until I had people reaching out to me, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll give that a try. And I was looking at Campbellsville because like I wanted to go to a Christian college, and I took dual credit through Campbellsville, and then my mom was like, why don't you give Campbellsville a try? And I was against it. I don't know why. I was just but I gave it a try. I toured the Campbellsville campus, and it just right when I stepped on campus, I was like, wow, it feels like home, because like people, they were very welcoming, and they and I met Corbin, Coach Corbin, and it was his like third day of starting head coach job. So it was a little bit overwhelming for him because he started his new job here, and we met each other, and everyone, they were just like so nice. And Corbin was very consistent in reaching out to me. He went to multiple meets in high school while I was in high school, and then I saw, like, I've been seeing like different activities, like what they have done. They're so consistent, and so many Bible groups, and I wanted to join that. And because I want to be able to communicate with people through Christ in a God-loving way, instead of like being afraid and ashamed of the Lord. And I'm not ashamed of the Lord, and I want to share my story, share my testimony, and just help people and just encourage people in leading to him. And through Campbellsville, it's been great just like hearing how like people are so close with the Lord every day. And when I got in Campbellsville, it was just amazing because our cross country group were so close with each other, and we would have Bible group once a week every Monday night, and just speak the word and speak the good news about him just through life, and also relating to running. And like, yes, running, it's hard. It can be a struggle at times, but like the Lord has a way and he has planned for us. And just having your teammates there with you, having them steering you to the Lord and me also steering them to the Lord, it just feels amazing. And just getting to know them and getting to know the Lord a little bit more is just, it's awesome.
Great. And so, like you mentioned at with Campbellsville, the different ministries and different ways to get involved. How important is it for the college athletes to get involved in ministries, not just with their teammates or with other athletes, but on their campus and in their community?
I feel like it is very, very important to get in the ministry. And I'm a leader. I'm part of the leadership in FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But anyone could join too. Like, you don't have to be an athlete also, but I feel like it's very important just to, like, it brings purpose and it brings life. And it also encourages people just to be here, and they would feel like welcomed in a place of God. And I also, like, through the ministry, you can have so many opportunities, like going to mission trips or just like help people out. And just, I feel like it's really important just going to ministry. Like, whether it could be big or small, but I feel like it's important to have, like, to have students and even faculties to join along and just to connect with people, but also like connecting it through the Lord.
Great. And so I mentioned one of those mission trip. Campbellsville athletes got to go on a mission trip to Alaska. How was that? And just like, what were you able to do in Alaska and just see the Lord move through that trip?
It was really amazing. It was my first time going to a mission trip, and I would love to go to more. Just going through Alaska, it was beautiful there too, and it was cold, but it was just beautiful, like just going with like the athletic department and also like getting to know them like outside of their sports personally. It's great just to learn on different side of them, not as a coach, but also as an individual. But in Alaska, we did a lot of mission work. We started off with like painting a church and just like remodeling it by some others had to do like mowing the lawn, fix the roofing, painting. I helped with the painting along with others, and just to get the church ready. And then throughout the days, we had sports camps for kids who can't really afford to like pay for things. And we were able to help to coach them in different areas of like sports, like soccer, volleyball, cross country, track, and other sports, and just teaching them. It feels great because like you can see that they were a little scared and like they didn't know what to do, and but like just seeing the smile on their face, it just brings joy in my life, and just knowing that like I'm doing something right and I am like changing their life. And then at the end, every time of their little session, we have a little like bracelet or like a little image that like just to show like the true meaning of God and why he sent his son down and just give the whole meaning. And I can see like how it has impacted their life because from the beginning of like how they were all like just a little bit down and just scared, but like just seeing them happy and just like them doing what they love, but also learning about Lord is it's just it's great seeing them. And we also went on like a last day we went on a cruise, just to end our day. But as I would love to go back to a mission trip again and just change kids' life, people's life, and just help encourage them and steer them to the Lord.
Amazing. And so this fall you're named the Dr. Ray Bullock Award winner for Division One cross women's cross country, second straight season, first person to do so in the history of the award since it's been given out since 2002. This award, of course, is part of the game plan for life, love, integrity, faith, and excellence. Kind of just award to somebody who shows, not just athletic ability, but also academic and, shares their faith. Nominated by your coach 2 years in a row, selected by the NCCAA 2 years in a row. How did it feel to earn this prestigious honor, back-to-back seasons?
I feel very honored to get to receive this award. I didn't think I would get this award the second time because I thought it would be just like, different person each year. But it just feels great knowing that like people see me as a character, not only just an athlete, and I want to be shown as a character through sports and through academics, and just how people view me, like how I treat people. That's how I want in like my life, and like I want people to see me as a character, how I treat people with kindness and not with meanness. And because I never was treated right as a child, and but I didn't want people to be treated like the way I was treated, and instead I would forgive and show the love that the Lord would show, and just treat people with kindness and love. Even at the roughest time, you can show love, and just we don't know what others are experiencing, but just a little kindness will help.
Great. And so, getting ready to graduate. Have you already graduated from Campbellsville? Is that coming up soon?
I actually already graduated in
Wow.
December,
Awesome.
and I'm starting my graduate program.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And so, just want to know, what's next for you, after this graduate program, what would you like to do next, moving on and moving forward in your life and then hopefully a great career?
Thank you. Well, I'm starting my MBA in marketing so I can get a little bit more experience with marketing and get into my graphic design job. It could be a graphic designer or content creation. But along with that, I want to do more missionary work. So I feel like with content creation, I can advertise and also just give a little bit encouragement by making graphics and just to show God's love. And also just like through my creativity, I want to show people my story too and let others hear it, and also how like just how I overcame that obstacle and how the Lord had saved me. And I want to just impact people and go through different missionaries and also do what I love through art.
Awesome. Well, Nina, thank you so much for joining us today on the King Chasing Podcast. Good luck with your MBA and, good luck in whatever God holds for you in his future.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. I want to thank Nina Damon for joining me today on this newest episode. Today, Nina talked about growing up in China, how her parents raised her and led her to faith in Jesus Christ, how she found Campbellsville University, what her future holds, and how she would love to continue the mission of Jesus Christ at home and abroad. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the King Chasing Podcast. It's going to be an exciting year with new stories and new episodes about how God is moving not only in the NCCAA, but all around the world for amazing athletes and coaches. The King Chasing Podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. on the nccaa.org/podcast and on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time here on the King Chasing Podcast.